Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We had this saying growing up. They probably still use it today. Man, you be tripping. Dude was tripping. And I guess it probably was originated with drug culture. The idea that you'd be tripping, you know, LSD or whatever. So you were seeing things and weren't seeing and all that. Anyway, this made me think about it because Joe Biden continues to trip. And I've talked about this. In fact, Paris, who just joined the team, is going to be making a video about this. And I talked about the other day the number of times Joe Biden has tripped. It's actually shocking how close America has come to having Kamala Harris as the president, another fake president, because Joe Biden can't walk upstairs, he can't walk downstairs, he can't walk on stage, he can't walk off stage. And what's interesting about the latest two things, and I'm going to talk about it today, is the one leading up to Joe Biden coming up three steps and tripping twice is the lead up to how they try to make Joe look like he's Mr. Picture of Health. They have him, I don't know what they did, they juiced him up. He gets out of the limo, he's coming, and he's kind of jogging in spurts, you know, boom, jump, jump. And then he'll look around like he's, hey, what's up, y'all? And then he'll take another couple little quick steps. What's up, y'all? And then he ends up coming up these two or three little steps, and he trips twice, and then he looks at the audience and goes, ah, gotcha. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden be tripping. There's a whole thing on X about Joe Biden be tripping. It's hysterical, and it showcases all the times. Now, what we did is create a video that shows Joe Biden tripping and the number of times. And I'm going to tell you, the only thing you can say to this when you see the number of times this man has tripped on the stairs is he's got a problem. And why the left doesn't want to admit to this is, it boggles the mind. Why would you not just say, you know what, our guy's got a problem? If Donald Trump tripped that many times, I would tell you, he's got a physical ailment. Then, on top of it, Joe Biden is speaking. Maybe you saw the video. And he turns and he waves. He turns to his right and he waves. And then immediately his wife comes up to get him. And takes him. And he says something to her. I'm going to tell you, it's a harmless thing that he says. I don't want to make this any worse than what it is. He looks to the right. It's not like he's looking and there's nobody there. He's looking at somebody. They don't show you, but he is. He's not a ghost or a phantom. Then he looks to the left, but by this time, Jill has come up to get him. Now, the question you would ask yourself is, why does your wife need to come get you? He looked to the left after he looked to the right. And if he wasn't going to go that way, let me just put it this way. Anybody who's on stage and you've looked to the right and you wave at a few people, then you're going to go exit, quote, stage left. You don't need a handler. You just go. Joe Biden needs a handler. And it's his wife. And I heard this. I don't know if this is true. You can verify this for yourselves. I heard there's a person dedicated to making sure that Joe Biden doesn't trip. There's no cords, there's no sandbags, there's no invisible people, there's no, what a job. I mean, geez, when you think about unemployment or employment, think of it any way you want. Those are the jobs that are available. How could you not possibly find work? Your job is to make sure the man doesn't trip over invisible stuff. Tough job, though, when you think about it, right? But Joe Biden, okay, right foot up, down, left foot up, down. The leader of the free world, the guy who's supposed to get us out of messes, who's supposed to make America great, bring decency to the white, whatever. Use whatever taglines that they said. By the way, every time I replay that clip of Joe Biden where he's at the debate with Trump and he says, look at this guy, you know, and he's blaming Trump. He says, here's what people got to trust you. They got to believe you. And I listen to Joe Biden give his appeal to the American people as he denies that his son did anything wrong with China, that his family took any money, etc. It makes me chuckle. And I chuckle because it isn't the naivete of the public, of the population. The population didn't vote for Joe Biden. It's the naivete, I'm going to get it out, the naivete that your vote counts. I saw this graphic, actually it was a video, of a guy taking a picture from an airplane, and it looks like a 737 jumbo jet or whatever is actually stalled in midair. It looks like that plane is not moving. And they're showing, I mean, and his plane's moving, and he's showing, look at this. This plane looks like it's floating in air. And I thought to myself, and people were saying beneath it in the sayings, they in the messages, it looks like if you don't know you're in the Matrix, look at this. Like there's a glitch in the Matrix where they accidentally let this plane stay in midair when it shouldn't be. You know, the people that are actually handling us. And of course, it's an optical illusion of sorts because you can't tell, you know, that there's a bridge there and you can kind of see the plane. It appears to move a little bit. But the other thing is you don't know what the headwinds are. Yes, there, you can have enough headwinds that you could be flying the plane at 200 knots and it looks like you're not moving unless you're flying 500 knots or, you know, more than 200 knots. Now, you'd be in a doggone hurricane. You'd have to be in the jet stream. But I think you get the point. So we feel like sometimes we're that you're looking at that plane going, ah, there's the glitch. Well, in this case, it's a fact. Kabuki theater for us. I've had multiple conversations with multiple people over this. And what's funny is, you know what they'll tell me? Kevin, I didn't know other people thought like me. And I'm like, thought like you what? Thought with sanity? Thought with clarity? That said, this can't be happening. This isn't real. This doesn't jibe with what I hear from other people. This doesn't jibe with the polling. This doesn't jibe with reality, objectivity, facts. Get used to it. Anyway, Joe Biden, I got to tell you, keep your eye on him over the next couple of months. It's about to happen. And you'll remember this conversation and others I've had about him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How do you not support Israel in this time of crisis? It would be this way. Let's say, out of the blue, surprise attack, Israel attacked Gaza. And you watch Israelis go in, shoot indiscriminately, you know, beating up people, kidnapping people, etc. How would you not support Gaza? Forget the politics of it. How do you not support the people? I don't get it. My enemy could get hit by a car, and I would still run over to render aid. It's human nature. Now, I know we're not talking about humans, we're talking about animals. But think of the groupthink that has to occur where Israel gets attacked, brutally attacked, surprise attack, etc., and there are people who are cheering the attack and marching in defense of the other people and saying, well, it's because of years of this or that. I don't get it. I mean, okay, you could say, well, the Israelis have been oppressing these people for years and they finally struck back. I mean, I don't know that I buy that. In fact, I know I don't. But from an intellectual argument, let's say that there are people out there who say, let's play pros and cons. Okay, fine. But does it still warrant the attack? And do you still not say, this is wrong? I may not be conveying my thoughts exactly the way I am because obviously it's on the fly. But I do believe you get the meaning. And so we've watched leftism flourish because people aren't speaking out and saying, can't you just stop for a moment, take the politics out of this, and ask yourself, is this right? Now, somebody may justify and say it's right, as I said earlier, because the Israelis have been doing this. No, it isn't. I don't know that there's any amount of right. I look at how blacks were treated in the time of slavery by the Democrats, by these leftist Democrats, backwards, corn-fed Neanderthals that didn't know how to treat human beings. And I say to myself, we could have lashed out. We could have pulled a Toussaint Louverture, which is the Haitian guy that revolted, or Ben Spartacus, and said, okay, the slaves are going to revolt. We had every reason to. But the Arabs are not slaves to the Israelis. The Arabs, many of them live among the Israelis in Israel. And the other ones that are living in the other area, that territory was ceded by Israel to them as part of various peace accords. And guess what? It's never generated peace. We've got academics. Every time I say the word now, I kind of almost throw up a little bit in my mouth. But we've got academics over here and various other people who are training people to be anti-Semitic and who believe that they can say whatever they want when such a tragedy occurs and get away with it. That's how free they felt. It's kind of like blacks and black leftists. They can say anything they want about white people. It's not racist. Well, you got to understand, a white man is an oppressor. Really? So you can put that blanket swath. It would be like somebody saying, well, you got to understand, black people are criminals. What would you say to that? I would look at them and say, are you out of your mind? How dare you? All white people are evil. Really? Except the ones that help you? Except the ones that stop slavery? I mean, I can give you a lot of white people that aren't evil. Because they think like what I described earlier. Right is right and wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter the color of a person's skin. Anyway, there are a lot of leftists here who believe they can get away with whatever, they can say whatever they want to say. And Rina Workman is a college woman, a graduate, New York University law student, and she wrote a message to the University Student Bar Association saying that Israel was solely to blame for the war with Hamas that has killed well over 1,000 people. I think the body count up to this point is 1,300, but it could go higher. And, of course, it's killed more than 1,300 people in the Gaza Strip area. Israel bears full responsibility for this tremendous loss of life, she wrote. This regime of state-sanctioned violence created the conditions that made resistance necessary. I will not condemn Palestinian resistance. By the way, folks, I'm telling you right now, the parallels to this here in America are striking. So she's cheerleading the murder of Israeli citizens, and she writes it to her bar association. She's so confident in her position, she says, I'll just say this out loud. And what's interesting is cancel culture got her. Because she got her job offer rescinded. And I love it. Because at some point, leftists have to face their own wrath, or they never will. They will, if you leave it to them, they will absolutely, positively never, please pay attention, they will never come to Jesus. They're never going to see it unless it impacts them. Harvard rescinded its acceptance of Kyle Kushev, a school shooting survivor, because some vindictive person dug up and released years of old group chats in which he had used some naughty words. Remember that? He hadn't done anything. It was like teenage crap. And what about Mia Khalifa, fired from Playboy for her post on the days of the attack? And here's how they described it. They said, if you can look at the situation in Palestine and not be on the side of the Palestinians, and you are on the wrong side of apartheid, and history will show that in time. So Khalifa gets fired because she says something that stupid. You have to be on the side of the Palestinians, who just attacked Israel, took hostages, raping women, you know, doing, just killing people wantonly. And Mia Khalifa says she supports the Palestinians. So Playboy ended their relationship with her, deleted her centerfold channel, and it took down her page. Now, is it going to impact her long term? No. There are going to be a lot of leftist organizations that are going to applaud her. They will laud her. They will bring her to events, and you know, they'll make it. She'll be a hero. She'll be the Colin Kaepernick, if you will, of porn. Anyway, she called Hamas's atrocities a Renaissance painting and asked the terrorists to turn their phones to landscape mode so she could witness the murders of Jews more clearly. I want to explain to you how sick these people are. And look, this show is not about this. This segment is, but I just want you to understand what you're dealing with when you're out there facing the world. The craziness of leftism. In order to change it, you've got to really be prepared for it and understand it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire continue as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border with Gaza. The death toll has surpassed 4,100. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. 2,000 U.S. troops being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say those troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The UAW strike continues. The head of one automaker says it's time to make a deal. The chairman of Ford urging the UAW to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You remember the heat that Donald Trump took when he made the comment over Charlottesville that there were good people on both sides of the issue? Isn't that generally true? I mean, unless it's a really cut and dry, like, you know, like child sex trafficking. I mean, there's nobody on the other side of that issue that's good. Shouldn't happen. But for the most part, if you say education system and you look at left versus right, I think that there are some good people that really believe their ideas are good on the left. They may not be, but they're not bad people. And then there are some evil people. And Trump was very, he made the distinction. He says, look, there are good people on both sides of the issues, but I don't side with these neo-Nazis and all these other folks, and I certainly don't side with the other side either. So he made a distinction that America's made not of the 5 to 7% that is a fringe on any side of an issue. It's made up of that middle piece. And how many of those people you can get to sort of compromise on one thing or the other. I'll give you an example. You may not compromise. You may say, I don't want my kids sexualized in school. And I would say, I don't know that I agree, that I believe you. I learned sex education in school when the formative years of my life was at the Marine Military Academy. Before I do that, let me tell you who we are. Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, formative years at MMA. Grades 9th through 12th. So I get there. Obviously, I'm through puberty. And the whole thing is about making boys into men. It was a Marine Military Academy, a school run by drill instructors. So you were going to be a man or you were going to... There were no choices. It was a one thing. You were made a man or you left. So I go to this school with the idea of... There, you know, I'm going from boyhood to manhood. I've gone through puberty. But now I remember being in watching films where they talked about venereal disease. I remember sitting in there and De La Garza going, everybody talking about apparently he had gotten gonorrhea once. So when it came up to where they were showing us what things look like on your appendage when you got certain things. And as soon as gonorrhea came up, everybody goes, De La Garza! Like that, and he starts laughing. I'll never forget it. I was probably 15, maybe 16 at the time. But they started showing us that here's what can happen. And I remember one of the drill instructors said, well, the whole reason for this film is to tell you that you don't want to go messing around with little Susie Rottencrotch. And why do I remember it? Because I was in an age where they needed to be talking about it. Now, if they talked about it in junior high, which I'd already gone through puberty in junior high, I still would have gotten it, but it was probably the right time to argue. One could argue that, Kevin, it was better that you did that in high school. But you could also argue, I knew about it in the eighth grade. I knew about it. I knew about sex. I knew some of the people having sex in junior high. I remember stealing a girl's her little notes that she'd write to her boyfriend, and I stole that from her, and she was like, I'll give you whatever you want to get that back. And I go, you don't have to give me anything here. I gave it back to her, but she turned her head, and I took it. And then as a joke, I held it because I wanted to see how long she'd panic. And I was reading the notes going, holy crap, I'm so far behind. This girl was very active. So anyway, I gave the thing back. But so here's my point. We could argue, should it start in the eighth grade or should it start in the 10th grade? But I think there are good people on both sides of the issues that say, yeah, let's do it. And of course you should teach physiology. Kids need to know the difference between a man and a woman. Certainly today they need to know, because Lord knows the left isn't going to teach them. So you got all these things that we could debate. When do you start? But I don't think we're debating, should you? Knowledge is power. The sooner children know, if you do this, you could get pregnant and have a baby. I remember talking to a girl. She said she thought that if, I'll just tell you, she had a very wrong misconception of what it took to get her pregnant in when she was 13 years old. She was telling me this story of what she thought, how she couldn't get pregnant if she was 13. And I was like, really? Yeah. She goes, that's how jacked up I was. Didn't know anything about it. So all I'm getting at is there are debates we can have on either side of an issue. But then there are certain things that are not debatable when it's just flatly wrong. And I covered it in a previous segment, but it needs repeating. And this was written in Pajama Media, was by a lady named Paula Bulliard. She says, since the unprecedented attack of Israel, the propaganda machine has been working overtime to cover up the atrocities committed by Hamas and its proxy Iran, trying to make you believe that the terrorists are merely hapless victims of a simple power struggle and that Israel is the aggressor. And I'm telling you, you look at these new, one of them, it showed, it was a video of Hamas taking care of the children of the people that they had killed. That's what the video was. Excuse me if I don't believe you. It's a Hamas, quote, soldier taking care of the victim of violence has occurred that took this child's family away. And we're supposed, oh my gosh, they're taking care of the child. Oh, they killed their parent, the child's parents. So I get it. Forget the first act. It's the second thing that matters, right? She says, make no mistake. The attacks on Israel, rape, torture, beheadings, families shot to death in their beds, babies slaughtered, are pure evil. Now, we featured a lady who got her kids stolen from her, taken from her when Hamas broke into her house. I'm surprised she's still alive. I don't know how she stayed alive, why they didn't take her, but they took her kids. And she's, Andrea Mitchell is like, well, do you think that Israel's being too cruel in its attack on Hamas? And this lady's like, you're asking the wrong questions. She understands war, and she said it. But she says what Israel will never do is, we will never steal your children. We understand the perils of war. Sadly, they've become conditioned to it more than most. But we won't take your kids. And Hamas has no rules of engagement. Think about our military. The guys that go, you can't have loaded bullets. You can't do this. You can't shoot back. You should see the rules of engagement written for I'm not going to go into detail, but you should see some of the rules of engagement written for special forces and stuff where you're like, and this is special forces? These guys are the tip of the spear. They're supposed to be the ones at the front lines protecting us, and they can't engage. They can, you know, things that are going to save their lives, they have to sacrifice because of the greater good or whatever. I couldn't do it. I'm glad they're out there. I'm glad I know them. I'm glad I've worked with them because they are some absolutely the most patriotic, baddest dudes on the planet. But let me tell you, they get hamstrung by bureaucracy. She says the propaganda online in media reports is off the charts. For example, a leaked memo from Canadian broadcast networks advised journalists, and she used quotes, to avoid using the word terrorist to describe Hamas, calling it an opinion rather than a fact. She writes, no amount of rhetorical gymnastics can sugarcoat what happened in Israel. It's a terrorist attack. But they're sugarcoating it. They don't want you to refer to these guys as terrorists because, I don't know, it might hurt people's feelings. She says, people have called them out for their horrible takes, including trying to both sides the attack by Hamas on Israel, which leads me back to what I led with earlier. They're both people good on both sides. Yeah, there's Palestinian people, I'm sure, that don't have a dog, really a dog in the fight, per se. They just try to survive day to day. But that's not the case of a lot of them. Even Dan Abrams, News Nation guy, a lefty, singled out MSNBC anchors Ayman Mehdi Hassan Ali Veshi for saying the Hamas assault was a result of failed policies by Israel and the U.S. It's Israel's fault. It's the U.S. fault, Abrams said mockingly. The policies that somehow justify or explain the slaughter, rapes, and kidnapping of innocent victims. See, folks, even the left see it sometimes. It can become so clear that they have to react. That's the only saving grace here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
This subject came up with a friend of mine. We were talking about, you know, money sort of making people do things that they wouldn't do. And there's an old saying that whatever your vice is, if you don't have control of it, money will amplify it to ways that you have no idea. People think that money is going to solve their problems when, in fact, what money will do is compound your problems. Now, that's not to say if you're good with money, you know, in other words, you've got control of yourself. I mean, yes, there will be temptations, but a lot of people can't handle it. So my question was, and it makes me think of Tiger Woods, because people would, when I remember when he was having his issues with his wife, and people were like, you know, Tiger, he's such a bad person. I'm going, no. Tiger's a normal human being, a young man at that age acting out for all the wrong reasons. I'm not condoning his behavior, but in many ways, I will tell you, he showed constraint. Trust and believe. He showed constraint. A billionaire in his 20s? Shouldn't have been married. I know pressures of, you know, get the little trophy wife, have the trophy kids, and he doesn't regret it. Look at little Charlie and his daughter. Amazing kids, probably certainly amazing golfer. And he's gonna probably do very well in his life, little Charlie. There's no question he probably will be. Raised by good parents. You know, Ellen Nordstrom, whatever her name is, I'm sure he's got a good balance of family life. And he will take the good, and you know what he's going to do? Let me tell you what little Charlie's going to do. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. He's going to do what all boys do, go through, and all girls. And some mistakes he'll make, others he will overlook or dismiss for whatever reason. But he's going to make a lot of mistakes, and that's okay. But here's the question. What would you do if you got $1 billion? Hard to believe, but I asked that question. A decade from now, that's not going to be a lot of money. You ever watch an old movie or a TV show where the robbers get, well, we're going to rob the bank and we're going to get $1 million. And you think, you do the math and you go, well, there's 8 of you guys that are going to split this money. I mean, and you got to remind yourself, well, this was in the 1800s when $1 million was a lot of money. You know, it was like 50 million or 100 million. Oh, okay. Because you hear these numbers now and you're like, I wouldn't go rob a bank for that. And a billion may be that way very soon. But for now, it's a lot of money, right? So what would you do if you got $1 billion free and clear? How would it change you? Now, I'm going to give you my take. You tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But I'd appreciate it if you'd allow me to answer for you. First thing I think you'd do is you'd pay off your bills. And that means you'd buy your house outright, pay off your car, do that kind of stuff. And then you'd do something really special, which is you'd pay off your debts. I mean, the people that you've borrowed money from, that you've owed, you'll make sure they're compensated. The ones who believed in you, you'll say, you know what? Here you go. Here's your money. Because that would be the right thing to do. And you got plenty now. And you might give them a little extra. Second, you'd probably go buy yourself something a little extravagant. Now, by the way, these are in no particular order except the first one. I think overwhelmingly people would pay off their debts. You get the feeling of getting that monkey off your back. And then paying off your debtors, the people that helped you, that is a relief. That was like, oh, so you do that. Now, the rest of these are in no particular order, but I predict you go buy yourself something nice, a house, a car. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, paying off my house is paying off my debt, paying off my car. Okay, fine. But I think not only will you pay off your house, I think you'll go buy another one. I think you'll get yourself that one you've always wanted, the cabin. You certainly go buy the car you want. It's $1 billion. Go wild. Go get that $500,000 car if you want it. Keep in mind, you're going to spend that much every year keeping it up. But you got the money. So maybe you do it. Maybe you just go buy yourself a $200,000 car that you go, this is it. Or maybe you buy yourself that new truck you've been wanting. But you're probably going to get something new. Brand new. Nobody's ever touched because this is new money. The next thing you'll do, you'll probably put some money away for the kids and for yourself, a rainy day fund. Now you say, I'm a billionaire, what do I got? Yeah, you're going to talk with financial advisors and say, what can I set up for my kids so I don't touch that? What can I set up for myself so I don't touch that? And then this is what I'm going to spend. And if you're smart, you'll put that money into money that makes you money so that, because you put let's say you put $800 million in an interest-bearing account that bears 2% interest, you're going to live pretty nicely on the interest alone that comes from that. God forbid that money actually generates, 4 or 5 points. So you put a little money away for that. Then you'll probably make an investment. Maybe the investment is you're going to make an investment in the company that you own or you're running, or maybe you're going to make an investment to buy a company that you've wanted to own or run, but you're going to put some money, and it goes back to the previous point. You're putting something away, or you're putting it to work for you. Maybe you start buying property. You've already bought your next house. You know, that little piece of property that gives you some, safety and security. Pay cash for it, so you got a place to go. Still never yours. You got to put that money away to protect it. But you get it. Then maybe you give some money to family and or friends in need because you've got extra. And maybe you've set aside, and if you're smart, you'll say, I'm going to set aside $5 million that I can help my family and friends. They'll have to come to me. Well, this is what my family does. There's a pool of money, and they say, well, who wants to go to college? And you can, I've never used it, but you can go to Larry, and he'll talk to you and say, okay, what do you need? You have to tell him. If it's a business, you got to give him a business plan. If it's furthering your education, the family's going to give you money. But they put this together, and maybe you put something together like that because you want to help your family. And your friends, people that have helped you, or you know they've needed a little bit of help along the way. It's not a gimme fund, it's a earn it fund. And they come, and so you may do something like that. Then you may just say, you know what, I want to give some money to charity. I want to help people around the world. Maybe you've got a cause. Your cause is education, or your cause is veterans, homeless veterans. Your cause is battered women, whatever. You give some money to charity. Have I hit most of the things that you might or might not do? I'm going to guess I probably have. No particular order except the first one, paying off the bills and your debts. But here's the next one. You're going to go plan some evil for the world, right? Isn't that on the agenda? Plan some evil. I've never heard a lottery winner or anybody go, man, you hit the Powerball. Can't wait to go plan some evil. Everything is about good. So what is it about these mega billionaires that makes them say, go from my altruistic, I think setting up my foundation is good, to I want to dictate what happens in the way of climate change, what happens in the way of vaccinations, what happens in the way of whatever. These people suddenly become the smartest guys on the planet. They think they can save the world from everything. What? No, where did they get this notion? When we were having this conversation, me and my buddy, I said, you know, when you see the villains in movies, you jokingly say, there's no Dr. Evil. There's nobody out there who wants to, in the case of the last Bond villain, use the DNA to wipe out races of people and stuff like this. You're like, that person doesn't exist. That's some Hollywood BS, made up crap. That person exists. There are people out there who want a certain population. They've calculated what it needs to be. They know in their infinite wisdom. These are people that are going to die. What's your legacy? I saved the world from overpopulation. How do you know? The climate change. If we don't save the planet, really? Okay, my question to you is this. Do you really believe these billionaires are altruistic? Because everything they do benefits them. They're not giving their money away. Bill Gates, before I die, I'm going to give all my money away. Do it now. Why wait? Get enough to live on and give the rest away now. And make it to where you never have to pay taxes again, but give the rest away now. Keep a billion, Bill. Isn't that enough? You know why they do it? Because the power. Can you imagine being worth $40, $50 billion? What world awaits you? How the red carpet is rolled out for you? They love it. They love feeling some relevance that they actually don't have.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.